Mandy?
Yes.
Today we're talking about name changing. So changing your name. That's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
Yeah, because it's very emotional.
It connects you to who you are. Yeah, absolutely.
So it could either be emotional in a sense that it's freeing for you to change your name. It's going either back to your old life and starting fresh or just a whole new reset.
Uh-huh.
But for some people, it's very emotional because they may have kids and they don't want to have a different last name. So we're going to talk about that today. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right.
Joey and Mandy, everything divorce related. We can put the S back in your ex appeal. Joey and Mandy, the friends you didn't know you needed on my ex appeal and everything divorce podcast.
Hey guys, and welcome to my ex appeal, your everything divorce podcast. My name is Joey Camaro and I'm here with
Mandy Baker.
And we are the friends that you didn't know you needed. Besties.
Besties.
If you are here for the first time, welcome to the party, bitch. And if you are back, welcome back.
Welcome back. Yes.
So, Mandy, today we're talking about changing your last name, which is a very difficult thing to do.
It is.
It can be.
I don't know where to go from there. I mean, because it's exciting when you get married, right? And you get to practice your new signature and you get to. I remember my cousin calling me and she was at a restaurant with her new husband and she said, this is how old we are. I need you to call the restaurant back and I need you to ask them to page Mrs. and then her name. And I was like, are you kidding me? She's like, I just want to hear it. I just want to hear my new name and know that that's me that they're calling. And I was like,
okay, that's awesome.
So I did it.
Yeah, it's exciting. And then of course, when you get a divorce, you're thinking, you know, some people know right away. I'm going back to my maiden name. I want to be completely detached from this person. I want to start fresh. I'm going to go back. But some people, they struggle. People who come in, clients who come in, they struggle. I, myself included, struggle with having a different last name than my children was my biggest thing.
And I can totally understand that. What was your, if you don't mind me asking, and you don't have to say it, but because I knew you as Joey Walsh.
What was it?
It started with a W.
Yeah.
Walsh. And that was your married
name?
That
was my married name was Walsh. Yes.
Okay. Yep.
And my maiden name is Salemi.
That's right.
But I was Walsh for so I was Salemi through, you know, high school. I got married when I was 23, right? So my younger years was my maiden name. Then my married name was my professional name.
That's right.
So it was everywhere. It was all over graphics and whatever else we did. I was known as Joey Walsh. Mm-hmm. So professional wise, it was a difficult decision for me because I'm like, wow, like that's how people know me. But my kids, they're both Walsh. So and my ex-husband's family, I am still very, very close to. So I felt like I was divorcing the family in a sense, and I didn't want that either. So it was very difficult for me to not be a Walsh anymore.
Yeah, that's hard.
So my decision, what I decided on was I kept my last name until my kids graduated high school. And that's when I changed.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
That's smart. Yeah, it is hard. For me, I have the completely opposite story. My married name was Bear, and everyone thought it was a really cute nickname. My professional name was also Bear, and then I immediately knew I was going back to Baker. Mm-hmm. Immediately. There was no doubt in my mind. I wanted to put my head on that pillow and know that I was going to bed as me.
Right.
As me. And I, luckily enough for my children's names, my son has my Baker as his middle name. And then my daughter's first name is my mom's maiden name.
Oh,
Corey.
Okay.
So I already kind of latched on to them in that way.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
And so I felt comfortable enough in changing my last name. And my son laughs now because I'll go do things at the school and I'll be like, hey buddy, am I going to embarrass you? And he's like, no one knows you're mine.
Oh, that's true. Okay. That's
true. I'm like, okay, carbon copy, whatever. You can't walk down the hall and they're like, that's Mandy's kid. But it is, it's emotional. I'm not going to say that it's not, because I was told a long time ago that at some point, when I think it was when I was making the decision to get divorced, at some point, Mandy, people will, you'll come into contact with people who won't remember you as a bear. And this is where I get kind of choked up, because at that moment, you don't think that way, right? You're going through the divorce. You're divorcing, like you said, the in-laws, you're divorcing the family. You want to keep your kids and keep it so seamless for them. And then someone comes along and says to you, you know, and they're right. There's going to come a day where no one's going to know you as Joey Walsh. They're only going to know you as Joey Camaro, right?
Oh,
Camaro Mediation. You're monogrammed. You got the coffee mug. You got all the things, right? So that happened to me this weekend, and it was my aha moment. We were on vacation and they went to check me in, and she was like, it's Amanda Baker. I was like, yes, it's Amanda Baker. And she's like, and what's your email? I was like, well, it's Mandy Baker Bear. And she's like, oh, isn't that cute? And I was like, no, I paid a lot of money. I really need to change my email address.
I know. I don't use it. I still have Joey Walsh at Gmail sometimes, and I use it every once in a while. And I'm like, I got to get rid of this.
Yeah, Brandon wants me to get rid of it too. He's like, when are you going to change that email? I'm like, when I have to do all the things that come with name changes, which is why we're here today to talk about what you have to change when you do change your name.
Yeah, and that's such, I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's such a good point, because now I can't imagine not being Joey Camaro, which is weird, you know?
Right.
So it does, if you do make that decision, just know you kind of have to go with your gut, I think. And I think what women don't know is it is 100% your decision that your ex or your soon to be ex cannot make that decision for you. That is 100% your decision on whether you want to keep. So your ex can't say, you're not keeping my name. You can keep that name. That is your legal name. So it's 100% your decision. And I think you have to go with your gut. And just because I didn't change my name until the kids were out of high school, doesn't mean that it's wrong that you changed your name right away. It's our decisions. It's our personal preference. So, so we're talking about that. And, you know, I think it's probably a good thing to talk it out with somebody, kind of like when you hear it out loud. Or if somebody says to you, no one's going to remember you as that particular name, they're going to remember you as Mandy. They're going to remember me as Joey, you know? So, I think it's just how it's going to make you feel once you change it. Is it going to make you feel good?
I totally agree. And you have to understand that if you have little kids, especially in the South, I don't know if up north, I know down here we say, you know, Miss Baker or Miss Mandy. Normally it's Miss and then your first name. And that's what I encourage my children's friends to call me. Because they do, they get messed up and they're like, Mrs. Bear. And I'm like, yes, because I don't want their friends to feel weird.
Right.
Because once their friends feel weird, then it becomes like, oh, I don't want to go to Casey's house because her mom always corrects me. And they're not living in that world, right? Their parents are married. It's one last name. So you really do have to learn how to disassociate your heart when someone does mistakenly call you by your old married name.
Yeah.
You can't put blame on them. You really do have to just put a smile on your face, especially when it's an 11-year-old kid, and be like, yes, you know, my daughter's always like, that's not her name. I'm like,
yeah, it's fine.
It's okay. Fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. up north, we don't say, like, I think maybe in like dance classes and stuff, they might say Miss and then the name, but for the most part, I think most kids around here call parents by their first name. So
that's what I encourage. Yeah.
So with that said, the logistics of changing your name can be kind of tedious. So anybody who's listening or watching and you do decide to change your name before your divorce is final, say somebody's listening, Mandy, and they're going through a divorce. They want to make sure that they tell their lawyer or their mediator that they do want to change their name, because it can be written into their agreement and it makes it a little bit easier.
Oh, 100%. You need to have that written into your agreement.
If you haven't decided, then don't have it written in. It's fine. You don't have to change your name, but it makes it a little bit makes the process of changing your name a little bit easier. So that's the first thing. Now, let's say you didn't have your name written in. That's fine. You can still change it. So if you were like, I was undecided, now I've been divorced for 6 months or a year, and now I want to change my name, you can still do it. It's not finalized.
No, I agree with that. I would say that, and this is not legal advice, this is just from someone who has changed her name and gone through the steps and seen what people ask for when I ask certain documents to be changed. They do ask me for a copy of my decree.
Right.
That states that mine, just like a marriage license. So it is almost like the reversal of a marriage license, where if you remember when you got married, you had to send that in to get your copy to get your social security changed and all these things. So if it were me, I would discuss with your lawyer. And if you're undecided, I would discuss with your lawyer to maybe put something in there that says name subject to be changed, so that if you do decide to change your name and they do want a copy of your decree, but again, discuss it with your lawyer in your state so that you're not backtracking and trying to find these documents, because certain places do want to see it. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times I've sent out a copy of my decree and I'm like, it's on page 49, it's paragraph 4, it's section da 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 da, you know, for my name change, because they want to see it. They want to make sure that you're not just out there.
So I'll talk about first what changes. I'll talk about what you can do if it's not in your divorce decree. In your divorce,
okay,
your divorce decree is your doc. It's a document that you that says that you're divorced. Like that's your, like how you, if you're getting married, you have a marriage certificate. Your divorce decree means it's your document that says that you got divorced. And in every, we should also say that every state is different. So you have to to research. Some states, if you do not have your name changed in your divorce decree, some states will ask that you go to the court and you petition to have your name changed. And once you do that, the court will tell you exactly what to do. And some states, this is absolute, I'm laughing because this is absolutely ridiculous that you have to do this. You have to put an ad in the newspaper proclaiming your name change. It's in Massachusetts.
Shh.
I know. Massachusetts and a bunch of other states do it. And you have to pay for that ad. Now, any time that there's any type of court fee, you can also ask the court and tell them that you can't afford any fees. And then they have you fill out another form and you can sometimes get those fees waived, but you have to qualify. So you petition with the court to get your name change. You put an ad in the paper. I'm saying this because we just had a client who did it. Put an ad in the paper. Some, you can find the cheapest ad that you can put out there. And then, but because basically what you're doing is you're saying to the court and to the world, I'm changing my name, and you're giving everybody an opportunity to maybe say this person shouldn't change their name because they're a criminal. That I think that's like,
oh,
that's essentially what you're doing. So at that point, then the court will approve it. And then that is your proof to change your name, right? So with the court, you'd be saying, I'm getting I got a divorce. I didn't change my name at the time, or whatever the case may be. Or we had a client that needed to change her name before her divorce was final because she had a specific license for her job that she had to renew and didn't want to have to pay fees to renew that. So it was easier to change her license. So anyway, so things like that. So that would be if you didn't say that you wanted to change your name, or you had to have your name changed before your divorce is final, whatever. You need to do it without your divorce. That's what you would have to do. Do you want to add to that?
No, go ahead.
So if you do have it written in your agreement, like Mandy said, when your divorce is final, now every state is different also with this. So in Massachusetts, your divorce isn't final for 120 days. But once you have your divorce decree, and a lot of times courts don't automatically send that to you. You have to request it.
No.
So you would just call the court and you would have request that decree. So you have a copy of that. And then that's when you have to kind of, you gotta go through the you got to run the gamut. And you have to figure out, what do I have to change my name on? So it's a lot, right? It can be like overwhelming.
It's a lot. And I would say get organized first. I would say go ahead and pay that fee, get that copy to you. Like Joey said, in Texas, I know it was $40 back in 2020 when I got mine. And I went through and I flagged everything that I would possibly need a copy of, so that when it came down to it, I wasn't flipping through and reliving those 52 pages of agreement. Like I said, I know exactly, it's on page 49. It's the fourth paragraph down. That's my name change. But I would get organized first.
Because you have to,
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, you do need a physical copy, because that physical copy is stamped by the court. Whereas the digital copy that you'll receive from your lawyer and the court, even though it has the judge's signature on it, because of AI and all these other things that can be done via computer. I'm not a computer nerd, but I know that a lot of things can be changed on the computer. You do need that seal on that piece of paper to send out. So don't think that just the digital copy is going to work. You'll save yourself a lot of frustration and a lot of back and forth if you just go ahead and get that copy, that physical copy, over to you from the courts.
And also, with that said too, same thing with your birth certificate. You need certified copies of you. You know, you, just like anything that you're submitting a birth certificate, they want the certified copy of that birth certificate.
The original.
So you want to go ahead and get your birth certificate or something that has your maiden name on it as well. Because you'll have to go. And by the way, Mandy, we're going to have a list that we could.
Yes.
So you don't even have to be taking notes right now. We'll have a list ready for you. And you just have to head over to our Instagram page, my_xappeal. And on any one of the reels that we're talking about this, you just comment document and we're going to send it to you. Or you can DM us the word document. You don't have to say anything. Just document. And we will make sure that we'll get you a copy of this. So, because you're going to have to change your social security card. That's going to be the biggest thing. And a lot of times you have to walk into the social security office or mail it. They don't take anything digital. You have to change your driver's license. You have to change your passports. And that's a whole other ball game too when you get remarried, because now you have to track. It's a whole thing. Anyway, that's a whole other discussion. You have to think about your TSA pre-check, global entry, any of those things. And then your voter registration.
Well, yeah.
Anything for the mail. Anything that comes via mail. Anything with your employer. You have to go into HR and you have to tell them that your name is being changed. And then you have to think about your credit cards, your bank accounts, credit unions, anything that has your name on it. And then health, your doctor. Because you walk into your doctor's office for the first time and you're like, crap, what is my name under? So you have to think about all that. And then all your utilities, bills. I mean, it's a lot. We go through a lot as females.
Yes.
So...
Oh, absolutely.
You have to think of all these documents, but you're going to need your divorce decree or your petition for a name change. You're going to need proof of your former name. So you're going to need some proof, whether it's your birth certificate or if you were married before, you're going to need your marriage certificate from your previous marriage. And then obviously, if, like I said before, if you have to petition for your name change, you're going to need that petition and you're going to need that proof of publication. And the order for the name change. So like you said, just get organized and have all your ducks in a row. Make this list and just
check it off. I'm going to add a little bit to that list, Joey. If your children have 529 plans and you're on there, you need to change your name there, because otherwise it's a whole rigmarole. Also, don't forget your social media. Go in and change that as well. And then, like, I'm going to circle it back to the very top. Don't forget your driver's license and don't forget your email,
right? We just talked about that.
So don't forget your email, but do know that whether you decide to change your name or not, it's a personal decision. No one can dictate that to you. And just know that there's going to come a day where you're not And I say this with all the love in my heart, because it was a very hard thing to hear and I didn't believe it until it happened. But there, you are going to come in contact with people who didn't know you when you were married to that person. And that is such a freeing moment to be, you know, whatever last name you choose, you own it.
And you're still you.
You own it. And you're still you. And this can be a rebirth. This can be a new junction, whatever you want it to be, whatever you want it to look like. I was lucky enough, I'm just going to leave you with this. I was lucky enough in the South that all my monograms, my original name, my name now, my initials are ABB. When I got married, my initials were ABB. So all my monograms stuff stayed the same. But I also want to leave you with a statistic. Know that only 79 people who get divorced change their names and 14% keep it.
Okay.
So you are
interesting
in good company, no matter which way you choose. I know there's a 5% difference there. I think that's the hyphenated.
Okay.
The hyphenated people that just kind of
keep it.
Couldn't decide in the beginning.
Right. I kept it both. Yeah. So
they're smart.
I love it.
They're smart.
All right. I love that stat, Mandy. That's amazing.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up. That was great.
That was good.
Very informative. Okay, guys. So thank you so much for listening. Okay, let me do that.
For living. Thank you for living.
Thank you for living your best life. All right, let me try that one again. Thank you, guys. Thank you guys for listening. And if you are still here, that means you made it to the end of another episode. And we really appreciate that you're here at My Ex Appeal. And we will see you next time.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Thanks to our listeners, sponsors, and our lawyers on My Ex Appeal and Everything Divorce Podcast.